Hey guys, my name is Luke Cherry, and I work at the Carlsbad campus at North Coast Church. And I wanted to share with you something very shameful that happened with me in third grade. Me and all my friends are out on the playground, and we're playing Foursquare against all these fourth graders. And everything's going well. I feel like I'm moving up in the world as I'm in King Square. And all of a sudden, the dodgeball lands on the line. We don't know who's out. You know, a huge argument breaks out. And, you know, to make sure that no violence ensues, the lunch lady walks over and she snatches our ball. She walks away. She shuts down our game. And I don't know if I've ever felt a rage that deep, but I was just so mad at that lady for shutting down the game. And I don't know why, but she's across the playground. I can still remember this. But she was looking at me. And I was looking at her. Her eyes are locked, and I just felt like I didn't know what to do. I just wanted to inflict evil upon her. And I put my hand underneath my arm, and I extend to her my middle finger. For me, I don't know what 80s movie I got this from. It might have been Weekend at Bernie's 2. I have no idea. But all I knew, it was super rude. I throw up the middle finger, and then she points at me. She calls me over. That afternoon, I learned that I can't just do or say whatever with people. I learned very harshly from my principal. I learned very harshly from my parents that it's just not going to work. I have to say the right things, do the right things in certain crowds. Same thing freshman year in high school. I would get kicked out of this lady's class every day. It's because I could not control the stuff that was coming out of my mouth. And but as I got older, and I would say, you know, as I got later on in high school, it got exhausting. I would have this language that I would use with my parents, or language I would use with the people in the locker room, my friends. I would show up on the weekends at church at North Coast using this certain language because I was trying to make everyone happy. And in a weird way, I felt like I was spinning plates going from crowd to crowd to crowd to crowd. And it was just this fear-based mentality. I didn't know how to keep it all going. And as I get older, there's such the same temptation to want to give everyone everything when it comes to the way that we talk, especially today in this cancel culture. We're so scared of, are we going to be on the outs? Are we going to be on the in with someone if we say the right thing? You know, career has another way. You know, we'll show up to career and all of a sudden we start talking a certain language just to get up in the world. Or with family, you know, with my kids, I want to be a disciplinarian, but I want to be loving. Like, am I talking the right way with my wife? And, you know, she's working so hard. Am I talking the right way to make her happy? And there's just a variety, dozens of different crowds to make happy. And for me personally, it's crippling. For me, it's too much to handle. But there's some scripture, just the nature of God revealed in the scripture, that liberates me when talking about this stuff. This comes from Luke chapter 6, verse 43. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. The mouth speaks what the heart is full of. I think for me, what is so encouraging is to stop and realize what I'm full of. And I have the Holy Spirit, this down payment of my salvation that is just indwelling me. And that Spirit is a source of good. And in so many ways, I need to stop. I need to stop trying to spin all the plates around me and make sure everyone's happy in all these different crowds. And I can just be surrendered to that Spirit. I can live according to how Jesus lived, directed by the Father into his will. And for me, when I do that, when I step in spiritually and participate that way, then I am everything that I need to be for everybody. So at work, I can be that encouraging, hardworking force. The way that I talk will lift people up. With my kids, they'll get what they need from me if I'm in tune with what God wants for me and if I'm tapping into the Holy Spirit within me. My wife is gonna get everything she needs from me. The people in the neighborhood, I could list all of the different crowds, but I don't have to, in some ways, I don't need to contrive anymore. But I think what it requires for me is surrender every single day to stop and say, Spirit, what are you doing today? And how can I be a voice of love and truth to the people around me? So I guess to you, I extend the challenge. I don't know how your speech is or how much taming your tongue needs, but are you stopping in surrender to be with God, to let him have control? And from the inside out, are you living out of the Spirit and letting the fruit of the Spirit, the goodness and gentleness of your tongue come out? Because if we do that, then we're going to be everything that we need to be for everyone else. So I hope that's challenging for you today. Thank you for joining us, Daily Dosers, and we'll see you next time.